while we lost the game, you know, we lost it, if you like, I won't say narrowly, but we lost it narrowly on the scoreline. Limerick could have been 2 or 3 up, I accept that. They're an excellent side, but you know, you have to give the lads in there a fair amount of credit, like to go out on Friday night and empty the tank and turn around a game against UCD, and to go out against a full-time professional side there today and keep a score to 1-0. So yeah, you know, you're proud, but look, you know, pride doesn't get you promoted.
You did say that Harps would be up against it in this two-legged final, Ollie. But Harps matched them tonight on their own pitch, a big pitch, a good surface, and against a good side.
Look, they're the farm side in the country. You know, I think they've taken as many points as Dundalk in the last 10 games, and as Cork City. They've beaten Pats here. They've beaten Bohemians here. Do you know, they went up and beat Sligo. They're a full-time professional side and play, as Martin Russell played in UCD, brilliant football. They pass and pass and pass. They're top-class players, players that played in England. Yeah, they beat us, and we're going to have our work cut out on Friday night, number one, to recover. You know, these guys are going into work in the morning. You know, Limerick are going, they're full-time. You know, but you know, we have to score. We probably have to score 2 to try and beat them, because you can see the threat, like with Ian Turner, Vinnie Faherty, you know, Dean Clark, you know, the three in the middle. They're serious athletes, serious players. But look, we matched them, but we didn't score. So look, it could have been worse. BJ had a great chance to equalise. It could have been better, but we'll take it. But we, you know, we have a very 72-hour turnaround to try and get these lads who go into work in the morning, some of them, to try and get them recovered and get them right for Friday night.
And it took a real wonder strike to win it for Limerick.
Yeah, Sean Kelly had a great strike. There's nothing you can do about that. Funny enough, I was disappointed that I felt that the big centre half handled the ball before it. But look, we can't complain, because Limerick had numerous chances at the time. Their deliveries from set pieces, Sean Russell, Ian Turner, you know, they're top class. And you know, we're hanging on there a little bit. Kieran Gallagher made 1 or 2 saves at the start of the game. But I felt as the longer the game went on, the more we came into it. And that's where we got the chance on the counter-attack with BJ. You know, Nathan Boyle had a chance in the first half, but unfortunately Nathan has pulled up, and you know, that's the end of his season. So we'll kind of have to lick our wounds a bit and you know, come in tomorrow. We have a recovery session and come in on Wednesday to see who's available and try and patch things up as well as we can for Friday.
And